The proper role of leaders. In our social groups, political institutions, schools, places of work, spiritual organizations, and homes, leaders must create an ethical and constructive climate for all concerned, constantly monitoring their behavior and that of others. To become positive forces on this planet, they must learn to give expression to the wisdom of the soul and lead us all to a higher plane. Ideally, all leaders should serve as representatives of God, promoting the physical, mental, emotional, and spiritual well-being of others without desire for personal gain. Spiritual leadership, in particular, entails special responsibilities because those who care for others spiritually have the express mandate to love, guide, and protect. Their activities are meant to bring blessings to the entire community because they are empowered to elevate consciousness and to convey mercy. Their caretaking role automatically wins the trust of others. In a sense, such leaders are the spiritual parents of those in their charge. Sexual exploitation, always reprehensible, is a particularly deplorable betrayal in this context. In ancient times, communities expected their political leaders to have a spiritual connection. A society did not choose a king who was merely a good warrior or politician, but one who also understood the science of caring for the people and who could communicate with higher spiritual realms. Righteous kingmakers or priests would monitor such leaders to ensure proper behavior. But today, we are surrounded by cheaters and the cheated, and everyone is running after sense gratification. Because all leaders, not just spiritual leaders, serve as representatives of God, the actions of those who take unfair advantage of others can have enormous impact. In our families, for example, parents should be channeling divine energies to their children. Unfortunately, all too often, this does not happen. The amount of incest all over the planet is frightening, and appalling numbers of people suffer the after effects of other forms of sexual abuse as well. Many individuals cannot have healthy sexual relationships, recoiling in fear from another's touch, experiencing terrible migraine headaches, or wetting the bed, even as adults. In some cases, such people can never lead normal lives because those whom they trusted and loved betrayed and exploited them. Imagine the depth of wounds when parents betray their children in such a way, and the terrible hurt and disillusionment when spiritual leaders engage in such deviant activities. They leave marks that will last, in some cases, for generations. Leaders should never consider themselves as proprietors of those in their charge. Ownership implies that we have the right to do with our property as we will, and it can serve as a justification for all kinds of exploitation and abuse. But if we view ourselves as caretakers, coordinators, catalysts, or carriers of the vision, and if we treat others in loving, supportive ways, we will not engage in such exploitation.